Item number six, from the director, Milwaukee County Zoo, submitting notification of a potential revenue deficit in the amount of $535,294 as of April 15th, 2013. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Director. Would you please identify yourself?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Chuck Wickenhauser. I'm the director of the Milwaukee County Zoo. The item we have before you is very brief, but to the point that because of our obligations in county ordinance to report revenue shortfalls, I'm before you today to tell you that because of extremely cold and snowy March and the wettest April on record, that our attendance has lagged behind budget as well as our revenue associated with that, and that at this point, at the point of the memo that we sent, we were about $535,000 short in revenue. That has not increased significantly at this point. We do have probably 20-25% of that in savings and personnel and some cost of goods. This is the very, very beginning of our busy season, and we have hopes with weather like this out there today to try and recover that.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you help me? What goes on in the first half of April that doubles that that estimate? That goes from 263 on March 31st to 535 on April 15th. And how does this compare historically to revenue shortfalls you've faced?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, the revenue budget that we have is associated with the revenue opportunities that we present at the zoo at the same time. As weather generally improves, as it did last year, for instance, the 1st of April we raise our fees, admission fees, which are higher than what we would have charged in March, for instance, in February and January. We also have more opportunities with nice weather to run the train, run the carousel, open up additional food service facilities. We didn't have that opportunity. Well, we didn't take that opportunity because we didn't have the attendance.
Okay.
And that would lead to a larger proportional revenue shortfall in April.
Okay. And then how does the $500,000 compare sort of historically to what you faced and hopefully overcome in the past?
Our net shortfall for 2012 was approximately that.
For the entire year?
Yes.
Where were you, what were you projecting at this time of year last year? Were you short similarly, or did obviously you weren't short similarly because you got there at the end of the year, but what was
Mr.
the adjustment?
Chairman and supervisors, last year at this time we were about $770,000 more in revenue than we have at this point. So we would have shown a surplus during the April time period.
So then other than the 25%, you said, I think I heard you say there was 25% adjustments in personnel or something that were planned. What else can be done, or is there, at this point, what's the likelihood of being able to catch up?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I think that there's a good likelihood of catching up. When you compare attendance budgets, it escalates from January all the way through August. Mm-hmm. We haven't even touched the good months at this point. We haven't begun our summer cycle of the temporary exhibit, which is stingrays and Sharks Bay, which kicks in on Memorial Day weekend. We have our sea lion show, our bird show, a number of other things that attract people during that time period. Those are the months where we have the highest ability to generate revenue because of the per caps. That's the highest time period when we have visitors from outside the area who generally come as this. Milwaukee is a destination, and they're going to the ball game, and they're going to the zoo, and they're going to whether it's a museum or some other attraction. So we're just at the tip of that, and to with high hopes. We've been good stewards as far as our expenditures in the past and have saved $1.5 million last year, for instance. So we know how to do that. It's just at this point, we can't tell you that we've frozen everything because we need that to really
right.
run our business at this point.
Okay. And then if could you just touch on, there's discussion in the report about the construction being essentially a thought that was the cause of the, well, in addition to weather, obviously, but that, you know, we're just at the start of the construction. It doesn't even seem significant yet to me. I guess, from my own opinion, one of my problems with that reasoning, though, if construction is the problem, it just seems like the type of place that you're going as a destination, and I don't know that I would change my mind about going because of a little construction. You might plan ahead for a few more minutes or something, but do we really believe that's a significant factor? I understand the weather issue. Clearly, that's a significant factor in how you decide whether or not you're going to the zoo, but do we really think that the amount of construction we've had to date is a problem? And if we do, what are we going to do in the next couple of years? Because we're going to have much more significant impact on accessibility to the zoo.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, we share your concern, but we're being proactive about that.
Mm-hmm.
We meet on a weekly basis with the DOT and traffic mitigation. We know on a daily basis what the traffic patterns are going to be or the restrictions are going to be. We have on our website the direct contact link to the DOT. The Zoological Society has that on their website. The DOT website has that and a link to us. We would hope that we can promote enough that people will understand that, yes, it's just an inconvenience
mm-hmm.
and not a reason not to come. For instance, there are things that have to be done. There are businesses that are affected by it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just try to improve your promotion, your marketing, your communication with everyone. There are radio advertisements or announcements on the radio in the afternoon. Someone comes on and says, for instance, this weekend, I think it's Rawson Avenue or Ryan Avenue, the bridge, or that road will be closed for 36 hours,
mm-hmm.
starting Friday night until Sunday morning or something. Those things are going to happen. We hope that people can accommodate that. That will prevent people from coming up from Chicago on a nice weekend, from getting there in a timely fashion, but they'll be able to plan ahead, and hopefully that will work. Or that it's not going to prevent them from not coming. Perhaps it just delays from one weekend to another when they've made that decision to come up there. We're working very hard to try to mitigate that issue as much as we can. And it's just things that are going to come up. The delay in construction because of the heavy rains that they had, and they didn't
mm-hmm.
finish a particular corner or lane on Highway 100 or Blue Mound Road or Watertown Plank.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that are out of our control, but not something that we're not trying to actively mitigate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I have a comment.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Just to try to close a little bit on this, both these departments, and we'll have parks coming up next, I mean, they're veterans on seeing these kinds of things. It's not unusual to have these kind of deficits, unfortunately. So I guess Mr. Wickenhauser has spoken to it. We'll hear Parks Department in a minute, should be introduced. But I'd be interested when they come back in September to see how things are going. You know, they both have seasonals. They can make adjustments here. They have some advantages other departments don't have. And then just a side note real quick. I'm very involved in all the county grounds and all the construction. It's unbelievable right now. I mean, the coming to Blue Mound from 94, that exit isn't there anymore, okay? I've driven this last few days a couple times. So you come south of Blue Mound, is almost Blue Mound and Highway 100 is the busiest intersection in the state of Wisconsin. So, I mean, there's always going to be problems there. But the nice thing here is with Highway 100 and Blue Mound, so they come together, east, west, north, south. I mean, that's just the bottleneck, and we got barrels, and it's one lane, and it's one lane this way, one lane that way. But by 2014, that will be done. So the light at the end of the tunnel, I mean, this construction, the barrels aren't going away, just like the cranes never go away from the medical complex. But that big part of it will be done, and that will very much help the businesses on Blue Mound, and I think it will help the zoo, too. So some will have to weather through again, but it'll be a lot better come 2014, especially 2015. But the other stuff that's going on is zoo interchange, but they'll be done. So whatever that was worth, I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Any other comments by supervisors? This is an informational report. Thank you very much, Mr. Whitman.
Thank you.